As an army, terrible with banners, sweeping before it the black shades of night, routing despair, comes the flaming truth of the God Law. Why do you suffer the indignities of life when you can control life? Your fate is in your hands now, for at last the way is open if you will but take it. When Dr. Frank B. Robinson first realized the dynamic implications of Psychiana, he was in debt, a humble drug clerk with no future, no hope. Now he possesses all that he wants of wealth. His mind is at peace, and he is accorded praise and renown as an outstanding and famous psychologist. The same forces that raised him out of the depths to stand on a high plane among men can be put to work for you. It doesn't matter what your condition, how much you have, how much you know. The same surging, pulsing power that was unleashed when Dr. Robinson first saw the power of the God Law can enter into your life and your spirit and make you whatever you want to become. Are you poor? The irresistible power of the God Realm can give you abundance of material possessions. Are you unhappy? There is a great peace in Psychiana. Does the way seem confused? Does life withhold its secrets? Through the power of the cosmic forces, man can now talk with God. Throughout the world, in 67 countries of the earth, the eternal truths have spread, and thousands raise their voices in blessing that at last the light has pierced through the veil of blackness, that man is at last liberated to live a life of fullness, of realization. The power that works for thousands can work for you. It is the same dynamic power that spins the stars in their orbits, the same power that wheels the galaxies into the birth of new worlds, the same power that illuminated the mind of Edison, of Marconi, of Michelangelo. With it, you can become what you will. Ask, and it shall be given. For Dr. Robinson is waiting eagerly to help you find the truth through kinship with the God Realm. As the organ plays a brief transcribed interlude, consider what you would ask of life. Then listen for the actual voice of Dr. Frank B. Robinson, founder of Psychiana. Dr. Robinson.
I am looking back today for a little while over a period of about 9 or 10 years. There I was, a humble drug clerk, no future, no hope, 43 years of age, and nothing to show for those 43 years. But from my very earliest childhood, there had always been a desire to know the things pertaining to the great God Realm. I just instinctively seemed to know that there did exist and must exist a power here and now which could do for me the things I wanted done but yet could not do for myself. I shall never regret the day I first put this great God power to the test. What happened, you say? Well, first of all, I knew I was a changed man. Where before had existed in my life nothing but thoughts of failure, these were immediately replaced by thoughts of success. Then, in less than 1 year, 67 different countries knew my message. Today, well, it is hard to estimate how many students have studied with me all over the world. I wish at this moment that I could be with you in person, that I might urge you with all the earnestness at my command to consider whether you are satisfied with life as it has existed for you today. Are you satisfied with a lack, with a shortage? Are you satisfied with the discomforts of life? Or is your life abundantly happy, healthy, and prosperous? Go out under the stars some evening. Surely you will recognize the fact that the stars spin in their orbits, yet never do they collide. What manner of intelligence is this? What manner of power? Well, surely the intelligence which in the first place created and which moment by moment sustains yon celestial bodies in the heavens above can at least give you and me the few little things we need to make our lives full of happiness, peace, and abundance here and now. What a pity that we have lived in ignorance of this power to date. Limitations? No, not in the spiritual realm, for limitations cannot exist there. An abundance of power, you ask? Yes, all the power you can ever need. And why? Just simply because this is a divine power. It is the power which created this universe in the first place, and which, more than that, created you and me. And do you not think that the power which created you and me knows how to sustain us? And still more than that, knows how to bring to each one of us the things we need? I think it does. I know it does. I just wish you could see the changed lives I've seen in the past 9 or 10 years. You ask me if these lives have been changed through a change in mentality? And I say most emphatically not. These lives have been changed because the owners of those lives knew that there exists a power, a spiritual power, which can take complete charge of a human life, and regardless of how empty it has been to date, can bring into that life an abundance of peace, happiness, and material as well as spiritual supply.
There isn't one of you who has heard Dr. Robinson today who hasn't at some time stopped to wonder what life is all about. How does it happen that we are here? And since we are, why aren't we all supremely happy? Why do such things as poverty, disease, sickness, unhappiness, crime, why are they permitted to exist? Simply because we do not or will not understand the great laws that govern all creation. If we but knew, if we but could but put ourselves in communication with the dynamic power of the God impulse, establish intelligent communication with the source of power, we could abolish all this. And we could direct our steps into a brave new world where such things as poverty and suffering were impossible. You can have anything in life that you want and have it most abundantly if you will but stretch forth your hand to seek the pulsing, dynamic power of the God realm. It is all around you as you listen to it. Its mighty impulses are pulsating through your being right now, going to waste because you're not in tune with the God law. Those same dancing flashes of power can perform miracles for you, can raise you to high places, can overwhelm you with an abundance of worldly possessions, can enter into your soul with the peace that passeth understanding. Dr. Robinson will now leave with you a few parting thoughts. Ponder on them. Carry them with you until Dr. Robinson joins you again.
My hands are reaching out to you, wherever you are, with the key to all of life's joy and richness. Won't you come the small rest of the way? Won't you let me help you? Write to me. Tell me what you want, and I will tell you how the great God law can bring it to you.
The key to life is in your hands now. Won't you enter into a fuller life, the life that is your right as one of God's creatures, all you need do is send a simple letter or card to Dr. Frank B. Robinson at his home in Moscow, Idaho, or to the station which brings you this transcribed message. Remember the address, Dr. Frank B. Robinson, Moscow, Idaho, spelled M-O-S-C-O-W, or in care of this station.